Thank you very much, choir, for that wonderful song, Blessing Our Hearts. And I first of all want to say good morning, and thank you for coming to worship with us here at Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. I want to welcome those over the radio listening audience and the internet, and especially those who are in our sanctuary today. We welcome you. And by being here and listening to the Word of God, we pray that you may experience the love, the power, and the comfort that only God's Word can bring us. And if you're a visitor, we ask you to please fill out a registration card obtained from an usher in the back there. And if you'll please drop it in the offering plate, Pastor Thomason would like to thank you for worshiping with us today. You can also find an outline in the bulletin today of Pastor's sermon. And the scripture of the month is in John chapter 13, verse 35. And scripture says, "By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." We're going to now continue worshiping and praising our Lord together with Tae Young at the piano and Wayne Pitts leading the songs. So if we'll turn, I know it says, I think 14 in your bulletin, but we're changing that to page 13. Page 13, if you'll turn in your hymnals to page 13, and we're going to sing all verses. Singing and praising the Lord. Let us continue doing that. We'll turn in our hymnals now to page 401. 401. And if we'll all stand for the singing.
Thank you. us bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, standing in awe of the greatness of your love and your mercy, of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to transform our lives and to bring us unto yourself, to encourage our hearts to seek after you and to walk with you. And as we think of those, Lord, in this world and in our own congregation who are challenged by the afflictions of this world, remembering Paul in Romans chapter 8, where he writes, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." So, Father, we pray for the Spirit of God to guide our prayers, to direct our prayers unto you perfectly and without error, according to your word and your magnificent will. And Father, we pray for your reforming power and your transforming spirit to be upon us, for the families of Bethel to have that deep, deep longing for your word and for your presence, that we might grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For us to testify of the Lord to those that are around us, to be used of you in a mighty way, to express the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they may be redeemed by your transforming power through the love of your people for them. And we pray, Lord, that as the neighbors and our family members are transformed by your power, that it would impact our areas and our state and our world, Lord, and that you would be amplified in your name glorified. And Father, we pray for those who need your healing power. We think of Bob Jones as he has had some cracked ribs, but he is doing well, being able to get up and walk and move, but still in pain. Lord, we pray for your healing power there. For Jim Floyd, and has cancer all throughout his body, that you would open up his heart to the gospel of Jesus Christ. For Jen's father, Robert, recovering from cancer, and the cancer has spread, but Lord, it's not beyond your power to reach and heal and make strong. And we lift up to you Jerry Camillara. She's been going through hip replacement surgeries, two of them, and then coming up knee replacement, for your healing power and your comforting spirit to be upon her and encourage her in you. For Jorge Peretti, who continues to heal from a broken hip down in Argentina. For Monty Llewellyn, who had blood clots in his legs and pneumonia, had kidneys that had signs of failure, but Lord, you healed and you give strength. His kidneys are clear, and he's recovering from the pneumonia, looking for a new care facility to help him continue to grow. Lord, we lift up to you Darlene Laurel, who sprained her ankle, and for your strength to her body, and for the care of that new baby of Trisha's as well. And we pray for Esther Pelias, a family friend expecting in July. We pray for your wisdom and guidance to help us to build up this place, to be a place where we can all gather together to grow in you, and to have one facility, one place, one building, joined together, that we can do all things that we need to. And Lord, we pray more importantly for the word of God that spreads out throughout this world, through the missionaries that you have blessed us with, and that who are supported by us, Lord, and we pray for your blessing upon Carl and Ruth Knott in Spain, Eusebio Merixa Perez also in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Informed Choices ministering to women in Morgan Hill, San Martin and Gilroy, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe, and Fred and Carol Lewis executing language instruction for missionaries. We pray for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be amplified and magnified through their words, their teachings, and through your divine spirit guiding them. And Father, we pray for the offering that is about to be received, that it be used for your honor and your glory, to enable us to be used of you for the expansion of your kingdom, of your gospel, and that your hand of blessing will be upon those who support us and encourage us through your presence and through their prayers and through their support, whether they are in the sanctuary, listeners over KKMC radio, the internet, or the CD, that you would bless them and prosper them for your divine purpose and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you once again, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices and praises to God. Let us now turn to our message today in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. In our Bibles, we'll turn in our Bibles now to Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. Let us please stand for the reading of God's Word. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, all are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness and in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. May we now bow with a word of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, we come to you in the name of Jesus to worship you in spirit and truth, because your word teaches us in John chapter 4, verse 2, that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Father, may we all, under the hearing of your word, always rejoice as God really wants us to rejoice, and that is to rejoice in Christ Jesus and nothing else, because of what Jesus has done for us, providing salvation and our only acceptable way to enter into the presence of God as we are doing at this time. Thank you, Father, for giving us your Son, and bless your word. Bless all hearers of your word, and bless our pastor, a great servant and man of God, Greg Tomlinson. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.